Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, but we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh. Are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That an altar is that an idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Okay, let's get back to what Paul is referring to here. Back in chapter number 8 and chapter 9, remember the whole idea was, Paul, what about this meat that's offered to idols in the temple? Do we eat it? Do we not eat it? Remember, that's the whole context. So he's getting back to that thought again about things that are offered to the idols. He had the weaker brother and the stronger brother, remember that? And he said, I'm not going to cause my weaker brother to stumble, to offend him. So that's the subject matter here again about the idols and the meats and the sacrifices offered to the idols. So in verse number 14, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Question, who is he speaking to when he says flee from idolatry? He's not he is, but he's also not speaking to unbelievers. He's speaking to believers. These are people who know Christ as their Savior. Isn't it interesting? He says, flee from idolatry. And we mentioned this last week when he talked about idolatry. When we think of idolatry, what do we think about? Oh, we think of these totem poles, you know, the Indians, or the little fat Buddha, you know, with a little fat stomach, you know, and idols that they have spirit houses and time. That's what our mind goes to. But idolatry is anything that you put between you and God, including yourself. And I think that's our biggest idol is me. Most of the time we worship ourselves more than anything else. Amen, preacher. We do. We look at ourselves and we tend to worship ourselves. And so when when he talks about idolatry, don't just think, well, I don't worship a statue or this or that. No, it's anything that is between you and God, including even yourself. It's interesting. And verse number 7, Paul admonished them, neither be idolaters. Now here he returns to the subject by saying, flee from idolatry. Flee, I love this, means to get away from it. Take flight, head the other way, just as fast as you can. The literal example of this fleeing is Joseph fleeing from Potiphar's wife. I mentioned this last week when we were in verse number 7, remember? Where Potiphar's wife had made advances toward Joseph, and Joseph kept refusing, no, no, no. And then one day she came and grabbed him by his coat. She says, come with me, big boy. And he took off. I put in my notes, out the back door. I don't know where he went, you know, front door, back door. But the thought is he ran out the house as fast as he could. She's left holding his jacket. And she starts screaming, I've been attacked. But the idea is he fled from that. And that's that same thought. Get away from it just as fast as you can. Get out. And then verse number 15. I speak as to wise men. The phrase wise men is interesting. He's literally saying you're not stupid. He's not trying to be sarcastic here and saying, well, you're unintelligent. No, because they were. Matter of fact, they prided themselves as being intellectuals. They're in the city of Corinth and very intelligent people. And he says, I'm not speaking to, pardon the English, you know, I was born in Kissimmee, I raised in Polk County. In redneck term, I'm not talking to a bunch of stupid people here. Is what he's saying. I speak to you as wise people. You know what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter number 8, I think I marked these. Yes, I did. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 33, we read these words. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Again, that's the words of Solomon when he said to hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. So this is what Paul was doing. I'm giving you instruction. Be wise and listen to what I have to say. Chapter 9 of Proverbs, verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Boy, we could all learn from that. Matter of fact, somebody, oh, it was Archie. Monday or so this week, he started sending me some Bible verses and all, and something was said about enjoying the word. I think it was you. If not, forgive me, somebody else. We'll just pretend it was Archie, okay? And the thought is that blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Was it you? And the more you hunger, the more you feel. And the more that you're filled, the more you hunger. You just can't get enough of God's word. And that's what he's saying. The more you get, the wiser you become. And the wiser you become, the more you want from God's word. And that's the thought here, again, in verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. There's other places about don't throw your teaching fools, a bunch of fools. I forget the thought is, don't throw your pools. Pearls before swine, that kind of thing, just wasting your time. But to a wise man, he'll listen and he'll learn. Proverbs 19, verse number 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. In other words, hopefully I'm looking out over a bunch of elderly folk. Hopefully in your later years, you're wiser now than you were when you were teenagers, hopefully. Okay, and that's what it's saying, that you grow in wisdom and at your latter end, as you mature in years and all, hopefully we've gained some wisdom in our time. I'll give you one more verse about wisdom. I enjoyed looking at these as I was studying the lesson this week. Proverbs 23:12, again speaking of being wise, and apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. So this is what Paul was talking about to the church of Corinth. Listen to what I have to say, and you'll be the much better for it. Okay, we can learn so much from that. Matter of fact, somebody, I won't say that, they're here this morning, and text me, I'll tell you, it was Lisa. Text me yesterday about Isaiah 43, I think it was, about, is in morning devotion, about, did this, it was talking to the Israel, Jacob and all, said, does this refer to us also? And I said, well, specifically, it was speaking to the nation of Israel. But we can glean from these, because that first verse, it talked about knowing our name, and what was the other three things that, was it anyway, about God knowing our name and helping us and all, even though it was specifically, delivering us and things of that nature, Israel, how he helped them. It can also apply to us. And so that's what we're seeing here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. He was speaking specifically to the church of Corinth. But man, can it apply to us here? So I speak to wise men. Judge ye what I say. To judge means to make a distinction between right and wrong. They were to reason Paul's words and apply the conclusion to their lives. That's what that means by judging.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.